Joining us now on 2NUR FM is Kylie Sultana from Creo Wealth. Kylie, welcome to you. Good morning. And it is coming close to the end of the financial year.
It is, yes. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, definitely coming to the end of the financial year. I'm not sure where the first half of this year has gone, to be honest with you. But,
very true. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Whereas last year we knew all about it. So
we certainly did.
So do you have any good tips for us? I'm sure you've talked about leading up to the end of the financial year. What are we going to do once we get our tax refund?
Yeah, so it's a really good time of year to take stock of the year that was. So, you know, hopefully you've got all your papers and everything in order and you're going to get somebody to help you get the most out of your tax refund. Because we've worked hard for that money, right? So we want to try and get as much back as we can. So a couple of things, you know, a lot of people get, you know, if they get a fair whack of their tax back, they kind of think, oh, let's just, you know, blow it and I'll just do silly things. But it's really good to look at if you've got any debts. It's a really good time if you've got that little bit of a windfall coming from your tax to pay off any debts, particularly credit cards. Really good idea to do that.
Because then you can forget all about them and start again.
Well, hopefully not start again. So it's a good idea to get rid of it because, you know, those credit card interest rates can be sky high. So, you know, you want to try and get those paid off as soon as you can. So getting a bit of a tax refund is a really good opportunity to pay that off. Another thing that you could do is if you haven't started saving for an emergency fund, so we always encourage to have, you know, a bit of money in case something goes wrong with the car or if there's just some sort of a financial emergency, you need some money quickly. It's always really good to start your emergency fund with that tax refund as well.
Sort of the rainy day fund.
Absolutely, yeah. So, and we all know, and exactly last year taught us that it can rain for a whole year and it's still kind of raining a bit. So, yeah, it's really good to have some money set aside for any of those things. I mean, you know, it's always the car, rego, and, you know, all insurances and all that kind of stuff always seems to fall due around the same time.
Well, they
so
do.
You can really they do, yeah. I think they must talk to each other and plan it that way. So, yeah, having that little bit of a buffer there can help with that financial stress when it comes to that.
So basically think of other things instead of going out for a slap-up meal if you get a nice big fat tax return.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, by all means, you know, if you've done it tough and you've got a bit of money left over, you can go for a nice meal. But just stick to your budget, have a plan. But, yeah, try and pay off any debts that you have and start that emergency fund. Always a good idea.
Is there anything else we can do to help set our new financial year up?
Well, there is. So, as I said, you know, it's always a good time to take stock of what you did last year and what you could do differently this year in terms of getting all of your financial world organised. So really getting on top of your superannuation, we really need to be checking that as well. So statements will be coming out after the end of financial year. So it's a really good time to get acquainted with that and just try and get some education on what your superannuation is and what it can do. Also, when you get your statement, to make sure that your employer's been paying your contributions for you. That's really important as well.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose get that set up now and that's the nest egg down the way.
Absolutely, yeah. Saving for your future. Just never too early or never too late. You've got to look at that.
So no time like the present for saving for the future.
Absolutely, because, you know, you don't want to get to, you know, a certain age and then think, well, okay, I need to do something about this because, the earlier you start, the better, but it is never too late.
Kylie Sultana and lots of tips on finance. It's always good to get them in order on 2NUR FM.